Business groups say they'll abide by new tougher restrictions this week, including no standing and drinking for patrons and a reduction to 50% capacity. But they've warned it could be costly. Ian Horne, Chief Executive of the Australian Hotels Association SA branch, joins me now. Hi, Ian.
Good morning, Jenny. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. I bet a number of hotels have reached out to you to say that they're quite nervous about this lockdown. Is that the case?
Yes, look, it came as a shock, really. I mean, last Wednesday, to give you an idea, Western Australia, Perth, were going to lift all restrictions and go back to 100% hospitality. So we were sitting at 75%, so we saw that as a real opportunity for South Australia to go back the same way, considering to date South Australia hasn't got any community transmission. Now, that's all changed, of course, in what was 48 hours from Sunday through Monday and today, and now we've got quite severe restrictions, restricting us back to 50%, and a whole range of other conditions like no dancing, no singing, seated consumption only, etc., etc. So I think for the vast majority of our industry, hotels and hospitality generally, this will come as a shock. There was a real sense of optimism developing in South Australia, particularly since just before Easter when Grant Stevens, the police commissioner, approved the allowing it to go to 75%. That was a game changer. That saved a significant number of venues and the jobs that go with them.
Yeah, right. So what kind of cost do you think this could have just for 1 week, potentially, hopefully 1 week?
Well, yeah. Now, we're not a full lockdown like we had in November, but you know, it's certainly greatly restricted trading. But also the other thing, the other direct impact is the cancellations. Consumers, for good reason or not good reason, panic. And we've had significant cancellations, not just in people going on holidays and cancelling their accommodation, and that really impacts the regional areas, but cancelling functions that were coming up, cancelling weddings that were coming up, cancelling gatherings, get-togethers and celebrations. And those cancellations aren't just for this 7 days. They can go up to a month out. When we did have the lockdown in November last year, and that was originally going to be for 6 days, but ended up only being for 3 days, thankfully, we had a study done by the South Australian Centre of Economic Studies at the University of Adelaide, and that determined that just the hotel and hospitality industry alone for that 3 days and the subsequent cancellations cost over $100 million. Now, that's borne by predominantly small, medium and family-based businesses. They also suggested that 3 days probably cost the state economy nearly $500 million. Now, we're not in a lockdown at this stage. We don't have the virus or we haven't identified the virus, but we're estimating that this 7 days with cancellations conservatively will cost $30 million at a minimum.
In South Australia?
Just in South
Australia. Okay, so obviously it's problematic, but, you know, Business SA has thrown its weight behind a week-long lockdown. They'd be worried about it being longer. They say, you know, it's better to have a preventative lockdown than a long, drawn-out, reactive one, don't you think?
Certainly we're backing it too. We understand the rationale behind it, but the health people believe that it's likely, but they're not sure, but it may well be that the virus is somewhere in South Australia. But it hasn't been identified yet, and it may not be identified because it may actually not be here. So we're backing. In fact, we're running our own campaign, the RHA, to say, show us your tick. And we've taken out four-page adverts and everything like that to remind people that they've got an obligation to help us, and we'll help them to keep our economy going. And so it's a very small ask that to go into a hospitality venue, scan your QR code, and that's what's going to give SA Health and SAPOL peace of mind if they think that the vast majority of people are religiously registering where they've been. Because if there is a breakout, the quicker they can trace people, the better. So I guess our concern is, though, that we can't go on like this forever.
Mm.
Does the next 18 months mean every month we shut down or we have a curtailment? And I think the bigger issue has to be the consumer community. Firstly, has to take seriously the QR scanning for the sake of tracing if there is an outbreak. And if you are eligible to get a vaccine, please go and get a vaccine because that just creates a greater safety zone for all of us.
Yeah. Oh, well, I appreciate your thoughts and joining me on the program today. And let's hope it's no longer than a week. Thanks, Ian Horne.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Let's hear from CEO of Business SA, Martin Hasey. Hi, Martin.
Hi there. Thanks for having me on the program.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. You're more optimistic about this temporary measure, I hear.
Well, generally speaking, Jenny, Business SA, we represent 17 industry sectors, literally all industry sectors across South Australia. We're generally supportive of what we would describe a lighter touch approach that the government has taken. However, there is a very strong caveat. And the caveat is that these restrictions must not remain in place for one day longer than necessary. The government at this point in time has indicated that may be 7 days. If there are no COVID cases in South Australia, I would suggest that Business SA will very soon be on the front foot and asking the question as to why we'd even need to wait 7 days.
So why do you think it's a sensible measure?
Well, certainly there's a great deal of concern nationally about what's playing out with regards to the Delta variant of the coronavirus. We don't want to see that in South Australia. This has been described as preventative medicine. I think we accept that logic, but nonetheless, we do certainly empathise with the hospitality sector, with those who are operating in licensed premises, because every time something happens, it seems to be that sector that disproportionately bears the brunt of what's going on.
Are there any other sectors that you're advocating for that are impacted by these sorts of restrictions?
Well, I mean, certainly anyone, this equally does apply sometimes to restaurants and cafes and the like, but typically the smaller the venue, the greater the impact. And this is what typically happens, is that we hear this time and time again since March 2020, is that the smaller venues who have small capacities, if you reduce that capacity by 50% by introducing the one person per 2 square metre rule, quite literally their business is immediately not viable. So not a minute longer than necessary would be our strong message from Business SA on behalf of the employer community.
And Martin Hasey, I understand you were hoping for more support in the state budget for restrictions and lockdowns. That didn't come through.
Well, certainly at a macro level, the state budget, which was released last week by Treasurer Rob Lucas, delivered the goods in terms of infrastructure and spending on education and health and other matters. However, when you look at that through the lens or through the eyes of a small to medium-sized business owner in South Australia, we're not entirely sure that it did deliver the goods. Because if we look at it in the cold, hard light of day, it's been the business owner who has, again, disproportionately borne the brunt of everything since March 2020. So what we were looking for is a number of measures which, in the event, hopefully unlikely, of future lockdowns, that the business community would know what level of support would be provided. And on that level, there was nothing in the budget.
And what do you think about QR codes? Do you think that's been a good measure in terms of our public health response and trying to help support businesses in getting people in?
Our Business SA has been a supporter of the COVID check-in system, the QR codes. We've been a supporter of that since day one. However, there was a suggestion, I think, some 6 months ago that those measures could be permanent. We would absolutely and vigorously dispel any notion that they should be permanent. But certainly during this COVID period, however long it may last, we are very supportive of the QR code check-in system. It's a practical measure. It works on so many levels. We support it, but not indefinitely.
I really appreciate your time today, Martin Hasey. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Jenny.